Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Menaches, Perik Yud Gimel, Mishnah Tess. Schar ze Eula. This person says, this shar, this axe, shall be a carbon oil. Well, that makes things simple enough. I don't have to worry what he meant, what he could have meant. He doesn't have to walk with a whole farm. He's clear. This axe. I don't have to worry about how much the axe is worth. But life is always full of challenges. What happened? V'nistoev. It got a mum. I can't use it as a carb. What I could do is to be paid it, to redeem it. I take money, I say the kedusha should go off onto the money. If it didn't get a mum, you can't be paid it because it's kedushas haguf. But that's the whole point. It did get a mum. So I am going to be paid it. Now, what do I do with the redemption money? I buy another carb. But do I have to buy the exact carbon, that's the shaila. Zok the Mishnah, no. Im rotz, if he wants to, yavi bedam of shnai. He can bring two axen. He can take that same amount of money and buy two axen with it. If a person says, shnei shvarim elu oila, these two oxen should be a carbon oil, Vinista Avil, and they both got a mum. So again, he's going to redeem it with the money. What does he do with the money? Imratza Yavi Bidameya Mechad, if he wants to, he can combine it and buy one ox. Wait a second. We're being very lenient with him. In the previous Mishnah, we were very strict. In the previous Mishnah, we said that if someone says shar b'mana, a shar for 100, even if he brings two oxen worth of mana, he's not yaitzah. And we said even if both oxen on their own were a mana, but a drop less than a mana, so it's almost two mana, he's still not yaitzah. You have to have one ox worth of mana. And now we're saying no problem. Originally you said Sharza Oila, now you can bring two with the redemption money. Originally you said two, now you can bring one. What's the difference? The difference is simple, says the Batanura. What gives us the license to be so lenient is the fact that he said Sharza Oila. Or Shnei Shvarim Elu Oila. See, once he designates this animal, this is my carbon, and the animal can't be used. He has no chiv to replace it with a similar animal. I was going to bring that animal. So this was a hashgacha that the animal got a mum. You know how to make a mum. It happened. So he redeems it. Now, the money is hegdish. You have to buy another carbon with it. But what type of carbon? We're not so strict. He can't do whatever he wants. It still has to be a carbon oila, but it doesn't have to be the same animal. Now, in general, basically what we're saying here is this is a chilek between a neder and an adava. Chazal prefer a adava. An adava is when you say this animal. So if this animal is no longer available, he no longer has a chiyuv. When you say I take upon myself to bring a carbon, that's a neder. and the animal is lost, or for whatever reason it can't be used, you still have the chiyuv, because yourself is still here. In any event, that's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Rebbe Oyser. Rebbe says, no, no, no. Lechatchila, don't change anything. If you said one, Rebbe asks us to bring two. If you said two, Rebbe asks us to bring one. Rebbe says, you made a promise, let's try to keep to the promise, but b'di'evet. B'di'evet means that Lamaisa, this is what he did. Maybe according to Rebbe, he wasn't supposed to do it, but this is what he did. He brought two to replace the original one, or one to replace the original two. Lamaisa, according to Rebbe, it's kosher. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Ayil ze oyle, someone effectively is being manadav an ayil. Now we know this is called an adava. We clarified this. Same with the shar. It's an adava, not a neder, because he says, this ram shall be the ayla. Vinistoiv, and it got a mum. Imratza yavi bedam of kevis. If he wants, he can bring a lamb. Now remember, what's a lamb? Basically, it's a younger version of a ram. If he says, let's say, kevis ze ayla, this lamb shall be an ayla vinistoiv, and it gets a mum. Imratza yavi bedam of ayla. He can bring a ram with the pidyon money. Again, we're being more lenient over here. There's no chiyuv to replace it with the same type of animal. By saying this ram or this keves, once the keves can't be used, his obligation is over. And the Maisha has what to do with the money. Here we give him much more leniency. But here too, Rebbe Oyser. Rebbe Oyser's replacing the animal that received the mum with a different kind of animal. But here too, just like we said in the previous case, lechatchila, Rebbe says, it should be the same. But b'di'evet lamaisa, just like Rebbe said before, if you change from 2 to 1 or from 1 to 2, b'di'evet it's kosher, here too. If he changes from ayil to keves, or from keves to ayil, b'di'evet, it is going to be good. Because again, he said zeh. So technically, he has no responsibility, but we would like him to keep his promise. If Lamaisa does bring it, he's Yoitza. Because Lamaisa, Rebbe holds as well. Once you say Zeh, he no longer has the Achrayas. Hoimer, someone says, Echot mikvasai hegdish. Oh, now again, he's not being specific. He's not designating a certain animal. That makes things a lot easier, like we learned. But we'll have to deal with what he said. So Hoimer, he says, Echot mikvasai hegdish. One of my lambs is hegdish. Echad mishvara hegdish, one of my oxen is hegdish. Now, he had two lambs or oxen. Which one did you mean? Zakta mishnah ha-gadol shebehen hegdish, the larger one of them is hegdish. We have to assume he probably meant to bring the larger one. He meant something. We're trying to figure out what he meant. We're trying to help him figure out what he meant. So, Chazal are assuming, what does a person think when he's magdish something? Usually when a person is magdish something, he means to do B'ayin Yafa, if he wasn't about to give, why would he give anything? Shloisha. Let's say he had three lambs or oxen. He had a little one, a middle one, and a big one. Both oxen and lambs. He says, I made up one of them as Hegdish. We have to try to help him figure out which one. So here the Mishnah says, not only the big one, because I'm not sure what he meant, because even the middle one could be Ayin Yafa compared to the smaller one. So a Beini Sheben Hegdish, the middle one, we're going to have to treat as Hegdish also. I'm not sure if it's the middle one or the big one. Beini always means in the middle. Maybe you learned the Sechtim of the Kama. Remember Beininus? Idyas, Beininus, and Zaburis, the middle one. What does the word Bein mean? In between. Bein Habadim, in between the poles of the Orang. So, he says, one of my lambs, one of my oxen is Hegdish, and he had three types, three sizes. Habeini shemen Hegdish. Mistami meant the middle one. Only the middle one? No, Zaktabatnura. As we explained, it means we have to consider the biggest one Hegdish, and as a suffix, also the middle one. See, if he has two, we assume the big one is Hegdish, because Magdish is Be'en Yafa Magdish. Person is donating something to Hegdish was time. He wants to do it the right way, a nice way, best way. When he has three, so I'm not sure. On the one hand, maybe he meant taka the nicest he has, or over here he could say, listen, I'm not being cheap when it comes to Hegdish. See, I'm not giving my cheapest one. So what happens is effectively both are usser. But which one am I makiv on the mizbeach? Only one of them. How do I do that? I have to wait for the middle one to get a mum. Again, now that I put a mum in it, chas v'shalom, you have to wait for it to get a mum. Usually if it just wanders around, eventually it's going to get a mum. Then I redeem it. And how do I redeem it? I say the kedusha from the middle one should go on to the big one. Wait, I don't have to redeem it for money? No. I can say the kedusha of the middle one that got a mum should go on to the big one. And this is going to work miman of shach. Miman of shach means one way or another. If his intention was only on the middle one and not on the big one, so fine. So the big one is like a regular chulin behema. So now that the middle one got a mum, it was hegdish, but it got a mum, so he's transferring the kedusha onto the big one. Now, if his intention was only on the big one and not on the middle one, so what am I doing wrong? It doesn't need a redemption. If he says the Mishnah to pay Rashti, I said which one I'm going to bring, but ve'eni yedeya ma pay Rashti. Oishama, or he says, Omali Abba, father told me before he passed away that he was magdish one of his animals as a karabin, but I don't know which one. Ve'eni yedeya ma, I don't know which one. Then we say a gadol sheben hegdish, the largest one of them is hegdish. But we're going to assume that if someone mamish picked it or specified it, his kavanah was to the largest one. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Someone says shar ze oyla. By saying shar ze oyla, he saves himself. And Bezin then has to figure out what he meant, a lot of headaches. We know that it's a shar. It's a this shar, so he's technically not responsible if it gets lost. Lemaisa, like we said, life is always full of challenges, especially when it comes to a Dvar Mitzvah. We have to earn our rewards, so there are sometimes problems. Even though he did everything in the best way possible, he said Shar Ze'oila, but it received a mum. So I redeem it. The money now gets Kedusha. He satisfied his nether, because he said Shar Ze'oila, and if this Shar is not available, technically he has no Chiyuv. The only thing is, what do I do with the Hegdish money? So the Hegdish money is Hegdish. If I redeem the Shar that got the mum, I have to buy a carbon with it. But I'm not limited. If I want to bring two Shvarim instead of the one that I pointed to, or for that matter, if he starts out by saying these two oxen, it receives a mum, and afterwards he wants to take the money and bring one, that's fine. At least according to the Tanakhama, Rebbe says, L'chatchila, he should try to stick to his neder, but the Yevra would be kosher. If someone says, this ram shall be a carbon oila, and then it received a mum, again, he redeems it. You can only redeem Kiddush HaSakuf if it gets a mum, but he doesn't have to replace it with a ram. If you want to take that money and buy a lamb, that's okay. Or if he says, L'chatchila, this lamb, it gets a mum. You want to take that money and buy a ram, it's okay. Rebbe says you should stick to the original animal. Again, it's the same animal, but it's at a different age. Either way, Rebbe says, try to stay with what you promised originally, but b'di eved, if you switch, it is okay. The Matanur says that the Avalacha is not like Rebbe, L'chatchila even. You can change it. If someone says, one of my lambs is Hegdish, one of my oxen are Hegdish, and he had two, we assume that he meant the larger one. Normally when someone donates something to Hegdish, it's Be'ayin Yafa, he means the nicer one. If he had three, so the middle one is also Hegdish, because could be he meant that also, because that's also the nicer one over the least one. If he says, I said which one I'm going to bring, but I don't remember which one it is, or father said to me, a certain carbon, I don't remember which one it is. So then we say only the largest one of them is Hegdish. If he didn't say it out, so we're trying to figure out what he meant. You have to go into his mind and figure out what he meant. Probably meant the nicer one. He has three, so I'm not sure. Could be the middle one is also the nicer one. But if he says he said it, he said which one, we're going to assume he said the best. Either he or his father.